B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. We got the Peepin' Tom over here.
I was just going to say, Roy, you know, I'm an easy target here on the MRL show because I'm always doing stupid stuff, admittedly.
Don't think you put yourself in those positions?
No, then? I do. But can you please hold judgment until I'm done telling the story?
Okay. We're just attacking.
We're already judging.
The claws are already out, and a lot of times they should be because I self-admittedly do silly things, but I also love sharing them with you guys, the audience here on the radio. So my wife has me do something called porch pickups, which she gets from Facebook, from a mom's group or whatever, and she'll say, hey, babe, on your way home from work, can you go and snag something off the porch on this address, or can you go and grab something, you know, and bring it back, drop it off, whatever it is. So on this particular day, I was picking up a little riding car for my daughter, Ruby, you know, like a little Mickey Mouse car that she can, when her legs are long enough, she can push it along.
Yeah.
And so she said, it's at this address. Amanda said this to me. She texted me. She said, here's the address and here's the contact number. She wants you to text her and let her know that you're coming so she can put it out on the porch. So I left work the other day, last week, and I went over. And on my way, I was driving, so my talk to text wasn't working. Siri was being really annoyingly slow, so I called her. And I said, hey, this is Steve, and I'm coming to pick up the little Mickey Mouse car. She said, okay, great. Just ring the doorbell, and I'll bring it out to you. It was raining. She said, I don't want to leave it on the porch. I was like, okay. So, of course, I get to the house. The rain's pretty much stopped, but there's still no Mickey Mouse car on the porch. And there's a light on inside, and I ring the doorbell once. And it sounded like this. For those of you that are wondering what the doorbell sounded like, it was like this.
Okay.
Not a fancy Loren one. That was like a whole song.
Ah, right.
Oh, God.
All right. Stay on track. This is about you and your Peeping Tom.
Yeah, don't try to lash out at her.
So I see the lights on again. I had just spoken to this woman 5 minutes earlier and no answer. So I ring it again. No dogs barking, no nothing. But I look through the window, the skinny little window next to the front door, and I can see like somebody, something moving. Not a full person, but I can see something moving in the kitchen. So I was like,
oh,
on the window.
Whoa, you're being pretty aggressive.
Dude, I know she's there. I just spoke with her 5 minutes earlier.
And you can see something moving.
She's expecting me to come, and I can see something moving. So I'm like, I'm starting to think, y'all, what if, like, my mind goes to Loren and my wife, who's a total, you know, pessimist. Mm-hmm. Something bad's happening inside.
What, do you think you're the guy that dropped off the glasses on the night OJ was in the house? I mean, you think, like, that's the type of thing going on?
Jeez, I didn't think of that, but yeah, I could have been. I could have been the Ron Goldman here because that's what I started thinking. I'm like, I wonder, and now I got to make sure she's okay. I just spoke with her 5 minutes ago. So I walk around the side of the house. And there's a little bit of, there's like some bushes or whatever, and I sneak behind a bush, and I look into the window, and when I look into the window, she's sitting right there and looks right back at me and goes like this. Y'all, she goes like this. She goes, looks over and goes, gives me the 1 minute.
Oh.
She's on the phone.
Yeah, and she's probably like, you idiot.
So I was like, okay. So I walk back around, and I said, hey. So she came to the door finally. She gets off the phone, comes to the door. I go, hey, I'm so sorry. I knew you were home. And I saw something moving, and I just wanted to double check. I go, I didn't mean to creep you out. She goes, yeah, it was a little creepy seeing somebody peek through that window. I've never seen anybody look through the window on that side of the house before.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, did you scratch yourself going through the bushes? I was like, no, I'm okay.
You had to climb through bushes.
And I had to go around some bushes to get there. But
dude, you're lucky she wasn't on the phone with the police.
Why would she be on the phone with the cops? She knows
I'm
coming.
There's a strange guy walking around my house knocking on windows.
Although, if she's on the phone, she should, like, open the door, then give you, hey, 1 moment, and close the door.
Right?
It, like, let you know.
She handed me the toy. I took the toy home. Ruby played with it for 4 seconds, and then now she hasn't looked at it again. Mm-hmm. So I peeped for no good reason.
No, she will when she gets older.
But that raises the question. Did you guys ever catch someone looking through your window?
Oh, gosh, that's so scary.
It is scary.
Oh.
But maybe it was like a family member who had the same thing happen that I did. Like, they didn't call you. Maybe they were just doing the drop-by. They knew you were home and you didn't answer. Like, who did you catch looking into your window? 704-570-9595.
I catch people looking into my windows all the time.
You live in a high-rise.
Yeah, but I'm only, like, on the second floor, so you can see into my apartment. And I got, like, a bunch of... It's like a forest at the windows. If you look into my apartment, I got, like, a bunch of bushes and trees.
Okay.
And so... But for some odd reason, in front of my apartment is, like, the pee stop for all dogs. It's, like, the pee and poo central. And so every time I look out the window, there's, like, somebody looking back up at me while their dog's taking a number right there in front of my yeah. unit.
Good time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Roy's that house. He's the search house.
Yeah.
You search and look inside and see what's going on.
Because a dog owner doesn't want to stare at their dog while they're, you know, doing their business. So they're just kind of looking back up.
You should put an MRL show banner in your window.
Advertising.
Advertising. All right. Our phones are lit up with people who have found someone looking through their window. Your call is just after 8 with MRL.
The MRL Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On demand.
Catch somebody looking through your window, and I know that's creepy. But we got to hear the circumstances around it. You know, Manny went to go pick up, you know, you do the marketplace, the little pickups.
Where porch pickup.
Porch pickups. He went to someone's house, and they didn't answer the doorbell, so he went around to the side, looked through the window to see if they were there.
You're missing chunks of the story for people that just tuned in.
It's fine. I'm just trying
to... That's the cliff notes. So cliff notes. It sounds creepy when somebody else says it, doesn't it?
Hold on a second, Lorenith. I called her 5 minutes out. Okay. So it's not like I was supposed to do a porch pickup. It wasn't there, so I just started snooping around the house. She said, I'll put it, just ring the doorbell when you get here. It's raining. I'll give it to you when you get here. She didn't answer the door, so I walked around the house looking for her.
You feel better? You glad you got that out?
Well, here. Joe had something similar happen to him. He showed up at the house and peeped through the window.
All right, Joe, tell us what happened.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, man.
So we had made plans to hang out, and I went to her bedroom window and knocked on the window.
This already sounds bad for you.
Her bedroom light was on. She had just inadvertently fallen asleep, and I'm knocking on the window. Her dog, CJ, is sitting there barking, and I'm like, all right, you know what? I whipped out my pocket knife, popped the lock on her screen.
Hey, I'm glad that's what he whipped out. We didn't know where you were going with that.
Well, I woke her up, and she freaked out. She was like, oh, my God, I forgot that we were supposed to meet. But she goes like, at least it's you.
So you not only did you peep, but you also broke and entered.
Technically.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You committed a felony. She must have been important to commit a felony just to hang out.
It was worth it.
Thanks, Joe.
Oh, that's so creepy. This is Robin Charlotte.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So someone was creeping through your window. What happened?
And it wasn't just anybody. We actually had, you remember the old show, America's Most Wanted?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a great show. Gave you all the biggest criminals.
I have the theme ready to go. How about that? Go ahead, Rob.
It was really weird. I was about 10 or 11 at the time, and we had... this guy creeping in through our living room window, and we didn't really know who it was. I mean, it's like probably 9, 10 o'clock at night at this point. And I was about to go to bed, and so my mom was like, I think somebody's staring in our window. And then we go look, and he runs off, and then he comes back the next night, and he's there again. Well, the very next day, we had watched an episode where something on the show had mentioned something about this man for America's Most Wanted. Well, it turns out it was him.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, and it was so weird. And so we get the police called out. They get the bigwigs involved. And so they're asking me all kinds of questions to describe him. And I'm telling them what he's like. And, you know, I was like, well, he was just standing there. Like, he wasn't doing anything weird as far as, like, trying to break in or anything. He was literally just sitting there looking inside the window.
And you watched America's Most Wanted the next night and realized that that was the same guy?
Yeah, and we have police force and, like, you know, policemen in our family, so, like, I, you know, kind of figured it was, I mean, I've been around that kind of thing, and I was, you know, so I felt really cool, you know, kind of, I felt like the kid that kind of saved the day.
Did they catch the guy?
I don't know. Mm. They didn't actually tell us, but I did get involved, and they kind of found out and kind of went after him, and I'm hoping that they caught him.
Yeah.
It was very eerie to kind of know that's something, you know, someone like that was.
It's so creepy. Like, mm-hmm. He's probably mm-hmm. trying to plot something.
Oof.
Rob.
Make a getaway.
Thanks, Rob.
Oh, man. You know, I used to be a 911 operator, and we got a call one time about somebody just standing out in the yard looking at the house. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and mm-hmm. she called and says, "Hey, someone is in a suit, just like staring at the house." And I'm like, "Well, are they looking like in your windows, or can they see you?" She's like, "No, I'm on the second floor. It doesn't look like he's staring specifically at me. He's just looking at my house."
Mm.
And like, how weird is that?
And you're kind of in the country, I would imagine.
Yeah, like it's not like a big bustling neighborhood,
but it's also not illegal for someone to park their car in the street and look at a house.
It's not. And so when the police got there, they couldn't do anything.
Right?
It's like, he's not breaking the law.
Yeah.
He's just staring at your house at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I would literally go out that day and get the biggest, meanest dog ever. And train it to be a guard dog.
Yeah. You can borrow Roy's dog, Callie.
Yeah. Oh. She'll save the day. Lori in Mooresville, welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Who is peeping through your window?
Good morning. Our old landlord.
Why?
Our entire back area was like a glass room,
mm-hmm.
sunroom. And our master bathroom shower didn't work, so I was across the hall using the shower over there, and I got out of the shower and looked over, and he was peeping in.
Oof.
He was just checking to see if we were still there because he hadn't responded to his messages in a timely manner.
Did you not believe him?
Did I what?
Did you not believe him? I mean, is that not a...
Well, she said it was the old landlord, so I'm assuming you moved after that.
Yep, I didn't pay rent that month, and we moved, and of course they took us to court, and they lost.
Okay, wow. Well, good for you, Lori. Yeah, that's creepy.
I was just
going to rebut to that and say, you know, I mean, if you're a landlord and you haven't heard from them and you're wondering what's going on in the house, I guess maybe you can contact the police and they would enter the house, Roy. Is that probably the better bet than looking through the window?
Yeah, but she kind of sounded like she was being facetious when she said in a timely manner. Like,
yeah.
It probably wasn't.
He was every bit as creepy as it sounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you see that text message that said they didn't catch someone, but they saw the steps in the snow?
Yeah, they said they found big footprints in the snow, and it gave them this uneasy feeling.
Like it went from the sidewalk to the house to her bedroom window back to the sidewalk again. So somebody walked off the sidewalk to the house. Who knows how long they stood there, and the steps went back to the sidewalk.
This segment's giving me like the cold chills three times. So creepy.
How about that one text message from someone who said their in-laws came over, didn't know we were home, like came over unannounced, and we're looking through the window. I didn't have a bra on, and to say the least, I wasn't dressed for any company.
Yeah.
I told my husband, and it never happened again.
Yeah, can't
show up on it. Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
The lesson is, do not look through someone's window.
No. It's a good rule of thumb not to be a creep. Hey, we got to get to a senseless survey. I called this guy named Dan, and he gets creeped out. If we want to keep the creepy train a rolling here, when I tell him, dying's the most successful thing that you'll do. The last successful thing you do. You have to hear this senseless survey. It's brand new. It comes your way in less than 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.